我们今天的非常的蒙福哈、啊，沈英浩牧师师母和他们的女儿来到我们的当中哈、啊，跟我们一起来敬拜主。
We are blessed today because Pastor Shim and his wife and daughter are here to worship with us.
沈牧师和师母是在过去的20多年的时间哈、啊，做宣教士在世界各地服侍主。
Pastor Shim has served the Lord as a missionary for 20-some years in various parts of the world.
他们是在台湾学的中文。
They learned Chinese in Taiwan.
在中国大陆的广西服侍主20年的时间。
And they have served in Guangxi for 20 years.
当他们不得不离开中国大陆的时候，神又呼召他们去了欧洲，在捷克的布拉格，过去的5年当中，在当地牧养华人教会。
When they had to leave China, they went to Czechoslovakia, Prague, to serve the Lord there.
然而他们最早蒙召的时候，当他读大学的时候，是在印度短宣的时候蒙了神的呼召。
And he received the calling as he's serving the Lord in college in India.
所以一会儿我们会听到他自己跟我们讲这一段非常奇妙的经历。
And we will hear from him about his miraculous experience.
沈牧师是一个开拓型的牧师。
And how to be a pioneer missionary.
过去的5年哈，从零开始，他们在布拉格开创了一个教会，华人教会。
Starting from zero in Prague.
现在这个教会已经建立起来稳定的发展哈，第二位牧师要接续沈牧师的班哈，继续的牧养那个教会，那沈牧师要到新的工厂去开拓新的教会。
And now there will be a pastor who will be succeeding Pastor Shim in Prague, and Pastor Shim himself will go to a new missionary field.
所以我们下面就把时间交给沈牧师。
And now hand the time over to Pastor Shim.
玛丽人福音教会弟兄姐妹，主内平安。
Peace to you, MGC.
荣幸来到教会的敬拜。
I'm honored to be here to worship with you.
给我们机会分享神的话语。
Give me an opportunity to share God's words.
分享这个宣教工厂里面的见证。
To share my experience in the missionary field.
与主与大家同在。
May God be with you.
今天我要分享路加福音8章的内容。
I'm going to share about Luke 8.
为什么选择这个经文呢？
Why do I pick this passage?
因为这个经文非常给我们介绍清楚的耶稣为什么来到世上。
Because it clearly tells us why Jesus came to this world.
耶稣对我们有什么样的价值态度来到这里？
What kind of attitude that Jesus came to this world with?
所以我们按照路加福音8章22节的内容来。
We're going to follow Luke 8:22.
耶稣说，我们可以渡到湖那边去。
Jesus said we can cross over to the other side of the lake.
门徒只要顺服耶稣的命令。
Jesus said to follow the disciples had to follow Jesus' command.
要渡到那个加利海的东边那边。
To go over to the Sea of Galilee east side.
其实那个耶稣的12个门徒的一半以上的人是以前的渔夫的工作的背景。
More than half of Jesus' disciples were fishermen.
所以12个门徒来说，加利海的海上是对他们来说最熟悉的一个地方。
So they were very familiar with the Sea of Galilee.
没想到耶稣那天跟着耶稣的12个门徒一起渡到加利海的东边的时候呢，他们遇到一个大风浪。
But yet, they didn't expect that they were going to encounter this great storm when they cross over the east side of Galilee.
今天一个家庭要读经的时候，我们明白了，门徒们也是这些背景的渔夫，也是这个海浪当中有心里有惧怕。
Even though they were fishermen before, but yet they were greatly afraid of the storm.
所以我觉得呢，这个风浪是确实很巨大的风浪。
So
这个风浪是因为那个12个门徒有渔夫的背景，但是那个小小的风浪是应该是不会害怕的，所以他们觉得这个风浪是很大的一个风浪。
So normally a little storm would not cause great fear among these fishermen disciples. So, but yet they were greatly afraid of this big storm.
这个环节里面，其实二十二节，耶稣跟门徒们去的时候呢，耶稣没有告诉，好像没有告诉他们要去哪里。
When Jesus told the disciples to go over to the other side, Jesus didn't tell them exactly where they're going.
今天没有读过的，其实今天读过的二十二节到二十五节，止住耶稣基督止住大风浪的故事，跟二十六节到三十九节后面的故事是耶稣医治被鬼附的人的故事，其实连接的。
So in the first passage, 22 to 25, we talk about they crossing the Sea of Galilee. And then in 26 to 39, we talk about Jesus healing this person possessed by demons. Those two passages are linked.
牧师年轻的时候也是这个两个经文分开来解释讲到的。
When I was young, I used to separate these two passages and explain them separately.
但是我是宣教士开始的时候呢，就是重新开始路加福音的时候，其实两个故事两个经文是其实密切的连接的。
Yet when I started as a missionary and I studied this book again, I found out that these two passages are closely tied together.
二十二节其实门徒们不知道想去哪里，但是二十六节的时候我们明白了他们耶稣今天晚上这个第二天的时间来到新的目的地呢，格拉撒的地区。
In verse 22-25, we really didn't know exactly where Jesus was going, but then in verse 26, we realized that the next day they were going to this place called Gerasenes.
其实我们在读详细的读路加八章的时候，特别路加八章二十二节今天的经文前面读的话，我们明白了，也是这一天白天的时候呢，耶稣讲道啊。还有跟着他的家人见面啊，很多那个机会来过一个很忙碌的时间。
And when we read the beginning of chapter 8, we found that Jesus was very busy doing all kinds of teachings and meetings in the daytime.
所以耶稣跟着门徒上船的时候呢，耶稣这个时间是一个很深更半夜的天黑的时间。
When they boarded the boat, it was already dark and it's the middle of the night.
那个时间啊，应该人休息的时间。
That's a time for rest.
但是耶稣呢，好像一个很重要的事情的原因，这个晚上还是向一个某个地方要出发。
And for some important reason, Jesus decided that he has to go somewhere.
耶稣是一位神，所以我觉得他应该预测这个他们出发的时候呢，应该海上遇到的那个大这个风浪。
Jesus is God, so he knew that this storm is going to happen.
但是他还是出发。
But yet he still decided to go.
因为我们今天的经文里面发现，耶稣这个大风浪里面还是睡着了。
And then he fell asleep during the storm.
门徒们这么多机会看到耶稣的神迹，但是他们遇到大风浪的时候呢，他们心里面还是害怕。
Even though the disciples had seen Jesus performing many miracles, but yet they were still afraid.
所以我们觉得今天还要去一个地方的目的是非常重要。
Wherever we are going, the purpose is very important.
其实这个今天耶稣刚才说嘛，也是白天。做过一个忙碌的生活，应该身体疲累。
Now Jesus must be tired after a very busy day.
所以他是海上不得不睡着了。
So that's why he fell asleep on the boat.
但是我们今天后面看到，也是要去的一个目的是格拉森那边要拯救被鬼附的人。
And yet we knew that his destination is Gerasenes and he's going to save this demon-possessed person.
虽然他的身体非常疲累，
Even though he's tired,
他一个遇到的状况是他非常危险。
And the situation that he encounters is very dangerous.
应该人家休息的这个时间，我们的耶稣基督呢，对一个可怜的人，一个火热的信心。
But yeah, Jesus has this fiery heart and enthusiasm for this person that's demon possessed.
给他传福音，给他医治，给他被医治的机会。
And to preach the gospel to him and to give him a chance of healing.
所以我们企业者今天的经文，我要分享的第一件的默想的内容是，耶稣拯救一个灵魂的过程不容易。
And today, the first point I want to share with you is that to save a soul, that whole process is not easy.
如果今天参加第一次的我们教会的机会，如果还是没有信耶稣弟兄姊妹的话，注意听今天的经文。
If you have not received the Lord yet, please pay attention to this passage.
因为耶稣当时被鬼附了的价值没有什么，但是耶稣决定要关怀他，爱他，拯救他，医治他。
Even though this demon-possessed person, from the point of view of the society, is not worth much, but yet Jesus decided to save him and to heal him.
耶稣为什么能够这样做呢？
Why could Jesus do that?
因为耶稣对我们来说，他心中里面这一颗火热的心。
Because Jesus has this fiery heart towards this person.
而就是这颗火热的心才足使他勇往前往去格拉森拯救他。
And because of this zeal, that's why he could go forward boldly to Gerasenes.
弟兄姐妹，我们要传福音的时候，什么原因要愿意给他传福音？
When brothers and sisters, when we preach the gospel, what was the reason? What is the reason we want to preach?
我们应该恢复耶稣基督对我们的一颗火热的信心的态度。
We have to go back to that attitude that Jesus had with this fiery enthusiasm for the sake.
耶稣不是不得不做这个功课，传福音的功课。
It's not that Jesus had to do it.
因为耶稣其实对我们一颗火热的热情、激情来，耶稣亲自寻找他的羊。
Jesus has this fiery heart to save.The lost sheep.
所以我们的今天弟兄姐妹们，我要给你们一个介绍耶稣要拯救我们的生命的一个态度。
So today I want to introduce you to the attitude that Jesus had to save people.
忙碌的生活中，危险的环境中，疲累的这个环境中，他还是为了拯救一个生命，他尽了他的全力来拯救一位生命。
Even though he was busy, he was tired, and was dangerous, he still wanted to save the soul.
我鼓励大家要能认识这位耶稣。
I encourage you to know this Jesus.
我们需要重新认识耶稣基督。
We need to come to know him again.
虽然当时的社会看不起那个被鬼附的人。
Even though the society at that time didn't look at this person that's demon possessed with much work.
但是呢，耶稣基督呢，对每个人有公平的爱心，这样的认真的心态来寻找我们。
But yet Jesus loves everyone and wants to find everyone.
已经很久信主的人，还是要听今天的经文，今天的分享。为什么呢？我们十年之前、二十年之前、三十年觉着祷告。
Even though you may have believed in the Lord 10, 20, 30 years ago.
但是我们再回头看那个时间，耶稣基督，我们的主耶稣基督，对我有这样的认真的激情来拯救我。
But yet we need to look back and see how Jesus loved us so much to save us.
耶稣不是偶尔找我们的。
Jesus didn't come to find us by coincidence or somehow infrequently.
耶稣有这样的心态来，这样的爱心激情来。要寻找过我们的。
With love and zeal, Jesus came to find us.
应该耶稣的门徒第二天早上到了那个格拉森的时候呢，他们觉得很好奇，因为他们的过程不容易嘛。那个前天是他们忙碌的生活当中，他们的海上过程，那个过来的格拉森的路程不简单。
Now the disciples must be curious the next day when they got to Gerasenes, but it's like because they've gone through this very busy, tiring, and dangerous journey.
所以他们的预测呢，可能他们想想的是， 到了这个新这个大这个新的地方里面，他们遇见的人，耶稣遇见的人是肯定是很贵族的，很重要的人。
So they thought this person that Jesus is going to meet must be someone who is very important and noble.
我们怎么辛苦的来到这里，要遇见的是肯定是高贵的人。
It must be a noble person we're going to meet because we've gone through such effort.
没想到耶稣寻找的人是被鬼附的人。
They didn't really realize that this person that Jesus is seeking is a demon-possessed person.
因为我们都知道嘛，路加福音是路加的工作是医生。然后路加福音的特色是按照这个历史的顺序、时间的顺序写下来的嘛。
We knew that the author of the book of Luke is a doctor, and also the book was written chronologically.
我们就是详细观察的时候呢，其实耶稣跟门徒路加八章之前没有离开过犹太人的地方。
And we realized that the first seven chapters of the book of Luke, they never left.The land of the Jewish people.
路加福音里面，路加八章今天的故事呢，今天的经文的内容是耶稣跟门徒团队第一次离开犹太人的地方的经文。
And know that in Luke 8 is the first time that Jesus and his disciple went to outside of the land of the Jewish people.
耶稣的团队来说，第一次的短宣路程。
This is the first short-term mission.For Jesus and his disciples.
所以门徒们认为耶稣没有离开过犹太的地方，所以他们觉得耶稣主要关怀犹太人。但是这个借着这个机会来，耶稣还是愿意要照顾外邦人。
And the disciples may have thought that Jesus only cared about Jewish people, but yet this is the first time they're going to go save a Gentile.
耶稣愿意遇见被鬼附的人，耶稣愿意去外邦，那个外邦人的地区要传福音，所以他们心里很惊讶。
So they were very surprised when Jesus went to this Gentile land and also to save a demon-possessed person.
同时发现耶稣基督的心里面的真面目。
And they also understand the true a person of Jesus.
我相信这个机会了，耶稣要给门徒培训。这个忙碌当中，还有身体疲累当中
，and so Jesus is going to teach the disciples as people either busy and tired.
这样的环境里面，还是耶稣愿意拯救我们每个人。
And Jesus still wants to save every one of us.
所以，我们今天要详细听耶稣有什么样的态度来拯救我们呢
？And today we're going to hear what kind of attitude Jesus had to save us.
我先分享我大四的时候的一个见证。
I want to first share about one of my own testimonies when I was in college.
我1991年要去印度。
I went to India in 1991.
神给我机会参加这个印度的短宣40天。
God gave me this opportunity to participate in a 40-day short-term mission.
因为我那个时候我已经1986年已经我决志祷告参加海外宣教。
I've decided to participate in missions work in 1986.
但是我对我来说呢，毕业之前需要一个从神而来的一个确定印证。
But I need this confirmation from God.
当时寻求神的带领。
I seek God's guidance at that time.
到底我长期要不要参加海外宣教
？Should I participate in missionary work long term?
成为一个 full-time missionary.
To become a full-time missionary.
但是印度的福音校园团契邀请我过去印度给他们传福音。
India's college gospel fellowship invited me to preach the gospel over there.
这样的那个我是印度东部开始到去南部，南部到 Bombay， Bombay 到一个印度的西北的一个地方。
And so I started on the east and went south and then went to Bombay and then went to northwest.
今天的见证是给你们介绍40天当中最后的行程的一个故事。
And I want to share about a story that I encountered in those 40 days.
我们的团队到了那个印度的西北的一个地方。
We went to this place northwest of India.
他们的团契校园团契邀请我带领一个机会。
And the fellowship there gave me an opportunity to share.
那个当地的负责的 团契的老师给我说是他们要安排一个布道会，传福音的一个布道会，邀请非洲的学生，非洲的留学生。
And the teacher there told me that they're going to organize an evangelistic meeting and they're going to invite some students from Africa.
当时也是印度的学生团去受印度教的一个逼迫，所以我们要选择布道会的机会的地方是大学的教师的地校的教室。
And because at that time the Christians were persecuted by the Hindu, so we have to meet in this basement classroom.
几个人先进去教室等他们的时候呢，学生一个一个进来，差不多那个时候15个学生参加。
And then we were there waiting for them, and the students would come in one by one, and there are approximately 15 of them attending.
但是他们进来的时候，我心里很惊讶，为什么呢
？I was very surprised when they entered. Why?
因为这些人都是黑人。
Because they were all black.
因为我是韩国人，韩国学生，所以呢，很少在韩国。当时1991年哦，很少接触了黑人。
And at that time in Korea, I have very few opportunities to encounter black people.
负责人虽然很确定的、明确的给我说他们是非洲来的
，Even though the organizer told me clearly they're from Africa.
但是我没想到他们是都是黑人。
But I never really realized that they're all black.
因为我的人生当中第一次实体来面对这么多的黑人。
And this is my first time real in-person experience of encountering some black people.
不是一个人哦。
So I was surprised.
不是一个人，十五个人一下子我们一起见面哦。
Not just one, 15 all together.
虽然我准备了半个小时的见证。但是我这个开始的时候呢，很紧张。
Even though I prepared a half-hour testimony, I was very nervous at the beginning.
因为他们的身材很高，很健壮的。
They are very tall and strong.
千万不要误解我，我不是那种民族歧视主义者。
Don't misunderstand, I'm not a racist.
主要是不习惯了。
I'm just not accustomed to it.
好，他们没有进来的时候，已经我紧张。但是我看到这样的环节，我更紧张了。
And then I was nervous already, and then when I saw them, I became more nervous.
但是我不得不开始分享我的见证。
So I had to start my testimony.
好像这十五个人一点反应没有的样子。
And then these 15 people, as it looked like they have no response whatsoever.
心里面主啊，求主帮助我，可怜我。
And I pray to God, God, please help me, have pity on me.
见证中间，我看到他们的皮肤的颜色里面有一个白色。
And then when I was in the middle of my testimony, I started seeing some white.
是什么呢
？What is that?
这个牙齿的颜色。
It's the color of the teeth.
这意味着，意思是他们开始对我的见证、对福音、对耶稣基督的好消息有。肯定的反应。
It means that they have some reaction to Jesus' good news and the gospel and my testimony.
我看到他们的脸上的一个笑容的时候呢，我心里面有起了更大的勇气。
And then I had more courage when I see the smiles.
心里有更多火热的信心来给他们分享。
And I had more faith to share with them.
最后，我邀请他们，今天的分享差不多一样的内容。耶稣基督还是爱我们的非洲来的学生。
And at the end, I also shared the same gospel that Jesus loved you.
当时结果呢？当时参加的一半的人信主。
And at that time, half the people who attended accepted the Lord.
感谢主，一切荣耀归给主。
We praise God and all glory to Him.
其实我为了参加印度的短宣事工。我准备了很久。
Actually, I prepared for a long time for this short-term mission.
因为当时我的一个学期的费用是$500。
At that time, one semester's cost was $500.
为了印度的40天的短宣，我需要$2,000。
For that short-term mission, I need $2,000.
所以我打工了。
So I worked.
还有募款了。
And I also try to solicit donations.
当时的交通不太方便，我转机转机很多次，还有在印度里面，还有从印度的东北东部的地方开始坐火车，一共我坐火车60个小时。
And at that time, the transportation is not that great, and I have to on the international flight transfer and transfer multiple times, and also 60 hours of train in India.
已经那个我们的短线的路程过了40天。
And then that lasted 40 days.
所以我们的团队的身体很疲劳，还有很想回韩国休息。
And we were all tired. We want to go back to Korea to rest.
但是那天的见证来，我的心里有一点没有，我的那当时我的心里一点没有疲累，身体累。
And then because of that testimony and that experience, that then I no longer feel any tiredness in me.
而是心里面喜乐充满，信心充满。
I was filled with joy and faith.
找到了我的人生的方向。
I found the direction of my life.
还有心里面，以前是我是这种，责任感嘛。我们是韩国基督徒，大学生，为了第三国，为了贫穷的国家，为一个传福音的牺牲的态度而已。
And then I was this Korean college student, and I need to kind of like sacrifice for the Lord and serve Him.
只要理论上的一个 sacrifice.
But it's only in theory to sacrifice.
但是当时借着这件的见证来，我的心里面产生了一个火热的信心。
But yet, because of the experience, I have this fiery faith in me.
因为我的想法呢，以前是。当时1991年，我的爸爸妈妈准备退休，然后呢，当时的文化呢，爸爸妈妈的期待呢，大儿子就是爸爸妈妈退休的时候开始，大儿子工作来养父母嘛，这样的文化嘛。
And at that time, the culture was because my parents retired in 1991, and as the eldest son, I'm expected to work and to support them.
所以我的一个想法呢。属于一个贸易公司，比如说 LG、三星里面工作。我去香港、新加坡帮助这些华人教会，对我来说，经历的一个宣教工作的努力方向。
And so at that time, I thought maybe I can work in a trading company, maybe in Singapore or Hong Kong, and then also to serve the Chinese over there at the same time.
但是呢，我在印度里面这么多学生。这么多年轻人需要主，这么多的优秀的学生需要认识主，要经历神的爱，经历神的同在。
But yet I saw so many students that they need God's love, they need to experience the gospel, to experience God's presence with them.
我相信上帝仍要使用我。
I know that God will use me.
同时要使用我们今天参加的主日的每个人。
And also to use every single one here.
主耶稣有对我们这样一颗火热的信心来拯救我们。
Jesus has this zealous heart to save us.
今天还是神我们的耶稣基督寻找那一只迷失的羊。
Today Jesus is still seeking that lost sheep.
我们自己也要怀着这样像耶稣一样的火热的激情来寻找我们的周围的新生命。
We have to be like Jesus to seek those who are around us.
我们要去需要福音的地方。
We need to go to where the gospel is needed.
我们也每个人有像耶稣一样，跟着耶稣一样，有拥有这样的一颗火热的激情。
We also need to be like Jesus to have this fiery zeal for him.
所以我们的 mission is a spread to gospel to unreached people.
So our mission is to spread the gospel to unreached people.
感谢主。我今天第二个见证就是26-27节的经文。这里我们看到耶稣到了格拉森我刚才说了加利海的东边，当时犹太人住的地方是加利海的北边、西边。南边是撒玛利亚人，东边是格拉撒的人住的地方。耶稣到了那个地方，遇见的是我刚才给你们解释被鬼附的人。这个被鬼附的人的特点就三种：不穿衣服，不住房子，只住在 坟墓里面，坟岭里面。
So Jesus went to the Gerasenes, and then around the lake, the north and the west are the Jewish people, south is Samaritans, the east is the Gerasenes, and the people, the demon-possessed people have three characteristics. Number one, they don't wear clothes. Number two, they don't live in a house. Number three, they live in a tomb.
我刚才前面讲到分享里面说嘛，耶稣寻找的人，高贵的人，同时要找可怜的人。
Jesus seeks those who are noble and at the same time those who are pitiful.
我那个大学团契里面，我跟我的师母 Esther 是我的小组长。
In college, me and my wife Esther, we serve as fellowship leaders.
我们这个大学团契里面，我们每一章每一章会拿圣经研究的方法来学习嘛。
And we'll be studying the Bible using inductive method, chapter by chapter.
这个经文里面，路加是医生，医生是给我们很详细的介绍这个病人的这个罪人的状况。
Luke, the doctor, explained very carefully and detailedly about how the conditions of this patient.
我二十节看到的时候呢，我心里面让我更可怜这个人。
When I saw these verses, I had more pity for this person.
今天经文说。好像是他被鬼附之前，他是一个诚实人。
This passage told us that he, before he was demon possessed, lived in the city.
现在是诚实人士，就是全部80-90%以上的人都是住在城市里面。
Today, more than 90% of the people live in cities.
但是罗马帝国当时2000年之前的罗马帝国的城市化的比例是2%。
But yet, 2,000 years ago in the Roman Empire, only 2% of people live in the cities.
所以城市人的意思呢，特别的人，被选择的人的意思。
So those people who live in the city are chosen people, special few.
享受城市的一个丰富的一个资源的意思。
They can enjoy the abundant resources in cities.
因着某个原因，撒旦魔鬼攻击他，他变成被鬼附的人。
But yet, for some reason, Satan attacked him and became demon-possessed.
然后呢，路加医生是医生的角度来给我们介绍他病人的三个状态。
So as a doctor, Luke explained the three characteristics of this patient.
三个特征是他很久不穿衣服。
And first, he has not worn clothes for a long time.
其实我们的翻译人就是很礼貌的翻译的。
We are very polite.
Translate. 其实
translate
这个原语的意思是什么都不穿的意思。
So it means that he's naked.
不要动你的想象力哦。
Don't use your imagination.
什么都不穿。
He's naked.
就是可能是你们在美国里面可能很少看到这样的狂人。
Maybe in the U.S. you hardly ever encounter such crazy people.
但是某个地方、某个国家里面有很多这样的人。
But then in some countries there are a lot of those.
第二个是不住房子了。
Second, he doesn't live in a house.
不住房子的意思是，当时按照当时的文化来说，完全抛弃、放弃这个人的意思。
And when at that time in that culture, it means that they totally rejected all customs at that time.
以前他是正常人的话，一定有正常的工作、正常的家庭、正常的社会的地位。
When he was a normal person, he must have a normal job, a normal family, and a normal kind of like status.
但是他的现在状况是完全都没有。
And now in his current condition, he had nothing.
这么严重的状况。
A very serious condition.
第三个。
Third.
他住在哪里？坟墓里面。
He lives in the tomb.
加利海的那个气候的原因，都是有一些人去过这个圣地巡礼嘛。那他们的气候呢，白天很热，晚上很冷。
If you have been to this area, you knew that it was very hot in the day and cold at night.
虽然他是狂人，但是还是需要一个住的地方。
Even though he was crazy, he still needs a place of residence.
他是在沙漠旷野的原因，不得不找。他们的坟墓。
So because he was in the desert and he has to live in a tomb.
因为他们的葬礼的文化是保管尸体是在哪里呢？小房子和一个洞里面。
And so there was like a small hole in a cave.
这个人不得不晚上要进去这个坟墓里面跟着尸体在一起。
And so this person had to stay in a tomb together with corpse.
时间的关系，我是没有读下面的经文。下面的经文里面给我们一个提议的是，这个精神病者或是狂人是不是24个小时 crazy？
Because of time limitation, won't read all the verses, but you can tell from those passages that he's not 24 hours all crazy.
精神病棟里面工作的人或是我们的牧者帮助这些被鬼附的人，我们明白了，他们不是24个小时有问题。
And so as people who help these people, persons with mental problems, that they may not have they're all 24 hours with a problem.
这个状况更我心里面更糟糕。
But yet, when I read about this condition, it makes me feel sadder.
为什么呢？
Why?
我觉得呢，他一直 crazy， 或是一直有精神有问题的话，自己没有觉得自己很可怜。
I felt that if he was all 24 hours kind of in this same kind of crazy condition, then he would not feel bad himself.
我在韩国牧会当中，牧会七年，这个韩国牧会七年当中，偶尔帮助这些被鬼附的人的时候。
And I served in the Korean church for 7 years, and sometimes I would be helping people who are demon possessed.
对这个姐妹，这位男人，这位女人，偶尔精神恢复的时候呢？
And sometimes when they were getting out of that condition, sometimes, occasionally,
不相信自己这样的结果
and they would not believe that they were in that situation.
可以二十六节、二十七节，只要读经，只要过了而已。但是我呢，陆家为什么这么详细的给我病人的状况呢？
And when we read about these passages, we would be asking, why did Luke give us such detailed description of this person?
让我更明白我们周围人的一个可怜的生命的他们的灵魂的状况。
And it's just explained to us so that we can understand sometimes how pitiful the condition of the people that may be in around us.
以前我在新加坡留学的时候呢，新加坡人在室内的一个年轻人都穿得很西装的很正式的衣服。
When I was in Singapore studying, that I would see that people would be wearing, you know, very nicely with a suit and so on indoors.
但是你们知道吗？很多穆斯林的年轻人九点、十二点、三点要参加他们的聚会来祷告。
And but yet you knew that some of these Muslims, people, they would have to attend their services at 9, 12, and 3.
可能这边美国的话更面对这样的状况。因为是我们周围的人看起来都正常，看起来比我工作好，看起来比我的车子更有好的车。
And yet, when in the U.S., when you see these people, you may even see people who has better cars, better dressing than you.
我今天的我来分享的目的是，让我们每个人都有像耶稣基督一样一颗火热的激情来传福音嘛。但是我们的问题呢，理论上想传福音，但是行动上心理的上没有装备的样子。
And so today the reason that we want to be like Jesus fiery zeal, but yet theoretically we may have that concept, but yet in reality in our action we were not prepared.
因为我们 actually 我们实际其实没有可怜他们。
Because in reality, we do not have pity on them.
我们重新开始调整，因为我们看他们，我们的周围的人，不要看他们的环境，不要看他们的房子，不要看他们的车子，要有能力看到他们的生命的灵魂的可怜的程度。
We need to readjust our thinking and not just look at their houses and their cars, but we need to understand their heart condition inside.
我在中国国内经常传福音给大学生。
I frequently preach the gospel to college students in China.
就是九月新生到的话，就说欢迎新生的 party 开始到第一年，就整个一年给他们培训。
And then I was starting from September when the new classes, new semesters start, and I will be help teaching them and training them.
这新生信主的话，我带他们过去一个观光中国国内的观光城市里面安排一个营会。
And then I'll be, if they accept the Lord, I will be leading them around.
我的basic 的方法呢，基本的方法呢，要租一个整个一个酒店。
The way that I will be doing it is I will be renting an entire hotel.
不让这个酒店接待其他的客人。
So that this hotel would not accept any other guests.
所以我们有选择差不多20个房间的酒店。
So I would pick a hotel with about 20 some rooms.
然后我们选择一个房间变成一个营会的教室。
And then I will be picking one of the room to become a classroom.
本来是这个房间是两个人住的地方。
That room may be a room for two persons to stay in.
一般我们这个房间40个人靠着一个冷气一个空调来安排营会。
And then I will be having 40 people packed in it with one air conditioner.
早上八点到晚上
，and they will be there from 8 in the morning until 12 midnight.
我们整天带领这个营会当中，我们最后的一个晚上，或是每个晚上，给他们两三个小时祷告的机会。
And then I will give them 2 to 3 hours every night to pray.
这个祷告当中，一个机会里面，一个你的学生，就他呢一直祷告的时候呢，怎么说呢？地板上我们跪着祷告嘛，地板里面他每次这样的擦地板的方式来祷告。
And then there will be one female college student that, as we were praying, that she will be scrubbing the floor.
虽然地板没那么干净，但是还是这样的方式来祷告。
And then even though the floor was not that clean, but she just keep on scrubbing it.
但是有一些我们的弟兄姊妹要请我指助他吗？我是继续允许让他这样继续祷告。
Some others will be asking me to kind of like reprimand her, but I would say not let her do that.
那个晚上聚会结束后，我是暗暗的悄悄的叫他问你为什么刚才这样子祷告呢
？And then after the meeting finished, and I quietly asked her, "Why did you do that?"
他分享他的见证。
She shared her testimony.
他在刚才祷告当中看到一个视频的画面。
And she said that during the prayers that she saw this picture.
他是一只小鸟一样飞在天空。
And she was like this little bird flying in the sky.
这种感觉很自由飞。
Very freedom, a lot of freedom flying.
然后呢，他的飞下去当中，他看到一个地下一个十字架。
And when she was flying, she saw this cross on the ground.
好奇她飞下去看她。
So curiously, she flew down.
越来越下去的时候呢，十字架下面一个小孩子要哭了。
And then when she was flying low, she saw this child crying.
这个哭的孩子就是她少年的她自己。
And this child that was crying is her younger self.
详细看的时候呢，耶稣十字架后面出来，拥抱着他。
And then Jesus came out from the cross to embrace her.
他看到了这个场面，受到了很大的安慰，很大的恩典。
And when she saw that picture, she was comforted and also received God's grace.
他能够经历神的慈爱和同在。
She can experience God's love and presence.
他受到了从神而来的怜悯。
And she have this renewed mercy from God.
所以我刚才看得到的茶席的地板的场景，就是耶稣跟他拥抱的场面。
So when she was scrubbing the floor, is really the time when Jesus was embracing her.
因为他刚信主，然后呢，没有多学习圣经。
Because she just received the Lord, she hasn't studied the Bible much.
耶稣这样的方式来安慰他，医治他的创伤。
Jesus used this way to comfort her and to heal her.
因为他的状况是这样子，他农村长大的原因，他的父母从小的开始请一个养女的他的方式来 拜托给他在让他在城市里面成长。
She was born in the village, but her parents gave her to this other substitute parents in the city to bring her up.
所以亲父母跟养育他的父母不一样。
So she has the real parents and also the substitute parents.
虽然成绩好的原因，她来到医学院。
Because she studied well, so she was able to get into a medical school.
但是她的心里面缺少亲父母的爱，真爱。
But yet she lacked that love from her parents.
但是她入学我们的那边的医学院，然后呢加入团契信主，还有跟着弟兄姊妹在一起成长，然后她这个团契里面经历到真正的爱，神的爱。
And she was accepted the Lord, joined the fellowship, and then experienced the love, the real love of Jesus and the fellow students.
我觉得这样的经历不够。神给他重新安排这个祷告里面给他一个幻象一个画面来安慰他。
God must have felt that that was experience was not in love, so God arranged for this experience that she experienced God's love once again during prayer.
所以我觉得这个见证很宝贵，所以我第二天早上请他第一个时间来，请他来做昨天晚上给我分享的那个见证。
So then I asked her to share her experience and testimony the next day.
然后我们的弟兄姐妹，年轻的这个四十个人的弟兄姊妹都哭了。
And all our young students, all 40 of them, they started crying.
然后呢，我请讲员来邀请他分享神的话语。
And then I asked the speaker to share God's words.
但是呢，那个讲道人讲到之前，另外一个学生举手。
And then this speaker asked us to raise our hands.
老师。我也要分享。
And then they said, "Oh, I also want to share."
他也分享他的小的时候的创伤。
And he also shared about the wounds and the brokenness that he had when he grew up.
然后呢，借着这个我们的营会，神怎么医治他的过去，他的创伤。
And God has used this meeting to heal his brokenness.
然后决志成为新造的人。
And to decide to become this new person.
第二位见证结束，另外一个人再举手，老师，我也愿意分享。
And then once that person finished, another person raised their hand and said, "Teacher, I want to share too."
所以当天整天我们的讲员没有机会讲到。
So that day, the speaker never got a chance to share.
因为四十个人都要分享，要哭。
Because all 40 people wanted to share.
我当天真的我明白了神为什么差遣我去家庭过去这个地方。
That day I understood why God sent me there.
让我照顾这些年轻人。
To let me to shepherd these young people.
这么多人需要主。
So many needs God.
这么多人看因为他们都是法学院商学院医学院的中医学院的学生优秀的学生。
Because all these are very excellent students.
但是他们的心里面没有满足的地方，没有自己解释自己的人生的方向的地方。
But yet they are not satisfied inside, and they don't know the direction in life.
唯一的，我们的主耶稣基督能拯救他们的灵魂。
Only Jesus can save their souls.
我只要帮助他们，给他们介绍主耶稣的好消息福音。
I just have to introduce the good news to them.
今天格拉森人也是，以前是城市的很正常的，有可能正常的家长，正常的一个工作人，正常的一个社会有地位的人。
And this person from Garrison is the same that he may have this normal status, normal job, normal family before.
被鬼附的原因，他变成一个可怜的人。
But because he was demon possessed, become pitiful.
耶稣基督看到他的 potential 可能性。
Jesus saw his potential.
因为格拉森里面他是成为唯一的基督徒。
So in Garrison, he became the only Christian.
唯一的属神的人。
The only person belongs to God.
是要我们的神要拯救他，医治他，给他机会传福音的话。
if God is going to save him, to give him the opportunity to preach the gospel.
我们的耶稣基督相信格拉森里面有变化，有复兴，有希望。
Because Jesus believed that there will be this chance for Gerasenes to change, to accept him.
弟兄姐妹们辛苦了，因为我们是少数的基督徒。
Brothers and sisters, we'll be toiling because we are the minority.
我们的信仰上的 minority.
We are a minority in our faith.
所以会孤独的，
会 feel lonely.
会不容易这边传福音的。
It's not going to be easy to preach the gospel.
但是我们的耶稣基督的盼望，我们的耶稣基督放在我们的这群里面。
But yet Jesus has given us hope in this group.
我们每个人是很特别。
Every one of us is special.
怎么样？跟右边、跟左边的人，给他们说 ，You are special.
Speak to the person on your left and your right to say you are special.
你看到吗？耶稣的价值。耶稣呢？我们是对那些人很可怜嘛？哎呀，这个被亏被仆的人，我们要保护他吧，隔离他吧，不要他吧，这样的价值和精神。
People at that time may have the attitude that this person is demon possessed, let's isolate him and reject him.
但是呢，我们的耶稣呢，像被雇一样的那种价值的我自己每个人，神要拯救，神要使用，神要拣选我们，要成为特别神的国度的仆人。
But yet Jesus has the attitude that he's going to choose, he's going to save, he's going to love this person to this person to become a citizen of the kingdom of God.
最后我要祝福你们，祝福我们每一位。
Lastly, I want to bless every single one of you.
不要放弃我们这个传福音的事工。
Don't give up on our work of being a missionary.
不要放弃我们每个家人的还没信主的生命。
Do not give up on any lives in your family that have not accepted the Lord yet.
不要抛弃我们周围人的可怜的状况。
Do not give up on the people around you in a pitiful situation.
我们宣教里面都说了，二世纪呢，美国教会的宣教时代。
And we all said that in the 20th century that the U.S. is going to be this generation of missionaries.
我们自己要骄傲的一个信心，好不好？二十一世纪呢，我们中国教会的宣教的时代。
And in the 21st century, the Chinese churches will become this missionary generation.
所以我们为了全世界华人教会祷告。
We need to pray for all the Chinese churches around the world.
每个地方、每个城市、每个地区的华人教会能够成为为了那个社会、那个国家、那个地区的点火、点福音的火的福音的中心点。
So that every Chinese church in every country and district will be faithfully lighting the fire of missions.In their areas,
每个人都有拥有着像耶稣一样的一颗火热的激情、怜悯的态度来。我们勇敢起来的话，我相信我们的神祝福我们的世代的华人教会。
And everyone of us should have that fiery zeal that Jesus had to bless the people and the communities around them.
我祝福玛丽兰这个玛丽兰福音教会一起要参加。海外宣教的能够完成耶稣给我们的大使命的托付。
I bless the MGC to participate in the Great Commission.
我的分享到这里，感谢主。
Praise the Lord, my sharing ends here.